It's gone back to November 2013. I tabled the question at the HSE meeting, and the response had only come through at the last meeting. So it's rather disappointing that it took the HSE so long to answer a very simple question.
Eyebrows are being raised in the county with people reading in their papers and hearing on the radio that this digger is costing in the region of €1,000 a week.
The figure that we got, I believe, was 27,000 since the flood up to the end of March. And I suppose, you know, that's a significantly high figure for a machine that's sitting there not doing any work, really. I suppose it has in standby. We'll give credit to that. But as far as I'm aware, the insurance company has insisted that the digger stays on site until, I suppose, whatever adequate measures are put in place.
Planning permission has now been granted for the planned culvert, and you'd be hoping that will be done as quickly as possible.
That's very important, that we get the planning through and get the new measures in place to make sure there's no further flooding. Going back before the A&E opened, it flooded. And at that point in time, I asked him if there was measures put in place to make sure it wouldn't happen again. I was told at that time that there was a culvert been put in place that would alleviate any problems going into the future. And €40 million later, and so much turmoil in people's lives and the work of the staff in the hospital, it is now, and the situation is going to go ahead, and I'm glad to see that. It's really, really badly needed.